No, we did. We had Gary was on keyboards. Mark was on drums. In fact, Mark's brother was on drums. But I think I want to do something with this Adrian Ferro. You know, this kid from Paris.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
Yeah.
What a bass player.
I mean,
Actually,
I'm
going to see him.
How'd you hook
in
up
about
with?
2 weeks, because I'm organizing a benefit concert here for. I'm not making a plug or anything, but
no, go ahead.
I got all the guitar players of France together. It's called Guitars for Africa.
Okay.
Here in Monte Carlo, and Adrian's coming. Do you remember Dominic Di Piazza?
Yes, of course.
One of the greatest bass players in the world.
Yeah.
Well, Adrian, they're tight. So they're both coming down with, I don't know if you know these names, Louis Vinsberg, Eric Sempe, Marc Guillermo. These guys are like the best guitar players, amongst the greatest guitar players in France.
Yeah.
So basically the idea is because I know the doctors from the hospital, they're really wonderful people, and they go to Niger. I know this country is one of the poorest countries in Africa.
Yeah.
And they do orthopedic surgery for free.
Wow.
Because it's like, you got in Niger, you've got 3 orthopedic surgeons for every 100,000 people.
Jeez.
So you can figure, you know, you don't have to be Einstein to figure it out.
Of course, yeah.
So the whole plan is that they invite these young doctors to come and spend a year here so they can learn orthopedic surgery. But it costs about 35,000 euros for one guy for 1 year. So I'm making this concert, make some money, and
mm-hmm.
So invite some more doctors. And
that's
will be down here, Adrian Ferro, Dominic will be here, and all the other guitar players. And actually, this is the first time, but if it goes good, I'm going to try to get some of the guitar players from over there, you know, Pat or Stevie Vai or Steve Lukather.
That's beautiful.
John Schofield, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All my friends to just get guitar players together. I mean, that's my instrument. I love guitar. And there's nothing better than one guitar than two or three.
Or five.
Oh, you're right. You got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll record it next year. It's too late this year, but,
yeah.
You know.
But hey, you know what? I'll tell you this, man. Like I said, this album was such a bright spot of the year, especially as a programmer for this radio program. It got such a huge response. It's still in our top 20, our weekly top 20 request. It's such a phenomenal album, and it just seems that it's a very happy album. I mean, I mean, it's intense, but not the gloom doom intense. It's this happy, upbeat,
no.
You know.
Anyway, I'm not that at all.
No, not at all.
You know, I mean, who wants to be that? There's enough of that in the world.
No, of course.
We got rid of one doomy with Donald.
Yeah.
Thank God he's gone.
Yeah.
Doom on you.
Yeah, it's tough being an American. It's tough being an American these days. You know what I mean?
Now listen. I mean, I'm not American, but I love America, I tell you. I mean, I spent 14 years there. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And even today, I mean, I was born in England, but I'd rather be in America. I mean, I'm living in the south of France,
I'm sure it's beautiful.
I miss it. You know, yeah. I miss it. That's why I'm coming next year. I'm going to tour.
Well, when you tour, are you going to come to Philadelphia?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'll
drop by to see you.
I hope so.
I hope you drop by to see me, too.
Oh, I...
But you know what? I mean, I don't have any dates yet, but it's definitely... I'm trying to get it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll keep you updated on it, how it goes.
Yes.
It's early days yet, as you know.
Yes. Now, what made you... I have another question here. What made you turn away from the astrological logic of writing your pieces? What made you turn away from that?
You mean the Egyptian...
Yeah, back in the early days you were doing that.
Yeah, I mean, no, but that's... It just kind of got assimilated. I didn't forget it at all.
No, I don't think you did.
But it just became assimilated in the music. And for me, the triad is still one of those powerful units in music.
Yeah.
It's triad, I don't know. It comes from heaven, you know? It's one of those... Anyway, music is heavenly itself. It comes from heaven.
Oh, yeah.
But the triad is one of the most powerful things in music. And even not just in the chordal sense, the harmonic sense, but even in the linear sense. And they are most definitely an integrated part of my playing, and in which actually stem from the conceptual idea of these different signs, you know, and the different... what it actually is to do is just, it's relational, and you hear the internal harmony of people translated into musical harmony.
Yeah,
and it's fascinating. It's a fascinating subject.
Well, I think the one thing that blew my mind about you was when you said, I mean, you know, besides your music, obviously, but when you said that, you know, your philosophy, you know, like when you're listening to music, you know, besides worrying about the quality of the relationship between the intervals, you take consideration on how it's going to correspond in your imagination. I thought that was a beautiful way of looking at it, like, you know.
Well, in the end, that's all we've got, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all you've got. I mean, it's...
In fact, it just reminds me, you know, there's a woman who's one of my heroes, incidentally. She's an English writer called Karen Armstrong.
Okay.
She wrote a book called A History of God, which is a wonderful book.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a nun for 7 years until she realized that she wasn't, you know, she wasn't cut out to be a nun. But in one of her books... She said, I mean, years and years later, after she said, if I'd known to what point the imagination plays a role in the spiritual life, I might have even stayed a nun.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a pretty powerful thing to say.
Yeah.
About the imagination.
Yeah.
But it is. I mean, it's what a miracle, you know, how we can hear things without sound, how we can see things without sound.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's been a real pleasure speaking to you. I mean, I actually, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I went in a few places I hadn't been in a while, you know?
Well, we're going to break this into two parts. That's how good this is.
Okay. Nice to hear you, Tom.
You too, buddy.
Thanks for everything.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Z88.9. New music file.
Hi, this is John McLaughlin, and you're listening to the Gaglio Archives.
Thank you. Music right there from John McLaughlin's Industrial Zen. Coming to us from the Universal record label. That was a track titled New Blues, Old Brews. Featuring drummer Vinnie Colaiuta, also Gary Husband, also Eric Johnson as well. Also from this album previously, we heard To Bop or Not To Be, which featured Otmero Ruiz, also Matt Garrison, Dennis Chambers, and Zakir Hussain, written for Michael Brecker. We also heard Friendship from the 1978 album Electric Guitarist. And we also heard from the classic 1973 album Birds of Fire, where the track Celestial Terrestrial Commuters. I want to thank everyone for all the great emails, instant messages, the phone calls. Special thanks to Vaxman as well tonight for making it happen.